Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey everybody, I'm so happy to be with you today. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast and watching us even through YouTube. We're so glad to be a part of your lives, and we know that we have heard incredible testimonies as far as what God has been doing in the lives of many people through the videos and even through the podcast. And that's really our heart's desire, is to just come every Monday with a word of not only an encouragement, but even a word of alignment. And I'm excited for this year in 2019. I think that it's such a key year, probably one of the best fastings that I've ever done in all the years, to be quite frank. And I do have a discipline of fasting. It is a lifestyle that I do. But I also believe that not only is it because of the newness that God is doing, but this fasting is so different and so key because of what God wants to do and usher in. So this podcast is about fasting. I know that many people have started a fast. If you haven't started one, I really encourage you, and hopefully after this podcast, I will encourage you to start a fast. I think that a lot of times, and before I even go into the podcast and the message that I have for you today, I want to say this, that a lot of times people start fasting at the beginning of the year, and it's just, it's almost like become religious. I've seen a lot of people that at the beginning of the year, everybody starts either a Daniel fast or some kind of fasting, and that's not bad. I think that's good. I would rather have people fast, but I think sometimes it's become so mundane and so monotonous and so religious. And you know, this fast that we started in our church, the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to do a 40-day fast and, you know, full fast. And I think that this fast has been so different. And I've asked people across the board, you know, what has this fast been doing for you? And they all say the same thing. This fast is so different. So if you're watching or listening, listen, I want to encourage you, do not do a fast religiously. Don't do it just because everybody's doing it. Don't do it just because it's the beginning of the year and that's what everybody does. We start a Daniel fast. Do it because the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do it, because it's what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do. And so I'm coming to you today to give some encouragement, enlightenment, and what exactly does fasting do? A lot of times people don't have knowledge of what fasting is. Why do we do it? Why do we start a fast, you know? And how do you fast? What do you do during a fast? And so it's really key. And I'm going to give you probably just one principle, one key thing that fasting does come to do. I think it's so important for us to understand that. So I want to say this, and I want to start out by saying that fasting, it always, when you start to fast, you are separating yourself. What you're saying is you're abstaining from something, be it food or be it something that you've decided to fast. And during that fast, it's not a diet. It's not just to not eat, but it's really a time of consecration. And what that means is it is a time of setting yourself apart. And what you're doing is you're saying, God, I am going to sacrifice this because I choose you. And it's a time that you are to have alone time with God. As a matter of fact, that's the key part of fasting. You are to have a devotional time with God, spending time in prayer, spending time in worship, spending time in your word, reading. What is the direction? Not just for the year, because there's a lot of things that are going to occur during this year. So it's not like I just fast at the beginning of the year and that's it. Fasting has to become a lifestyle in us. Fasting is really key. I understand some principles of fasting. I get the revelation of what it does. So therefore, you know, in my family, it's become a lifestyle of fasting. And so I want to start out by saying that fasting, it will always start a work in your heart. When you fast appropriately, when you fast correctly, when you fast according to the word of God, when you fast because the Holy Spirit has prompted you to fast. There's been times where the Holy Spirit has separated me and said, I want you to do this fast for 3 days. I don't want you to eat, you know, and I want you to be specific about this. And then he'll call me. There's times in my fastings that he'll prompt me to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. He's asking me to pray about something. And so, you know, and that happens throughout the year. So just because it's the beginning of the year doesn't mean that that's the only time we fast. Fasting should be a lifestyle in our lives. And there's a lot of benefits to fasting. And so one thing that I want to start out by saying is that God will always start a work inside of your heart, every time you fast and you do it appropriately and you do it in alignment with the Holy Spirit, God will always start to do a work inside of your heart. So you have to know that first. He starts to do a work inside of us. Why does he do that? As we start to separate ourselves for God, it will always position us to be able to receive what God wants to do through us. And not only that, but to do what he wants to do in us for that year. And so fasting will separate us, but it's always a positioning. And so what God does is he starts to position us. You know, there's always that, I'd like to say it like this, when you first start fasting, you kind of go through that detox phase where your head starts to hurt. You know, you have, you know, what do they call them? Hanger pains. You know, you're angry. And then seems like every commercial that you watch, it's like food. You know, you smell the food that you probably didn't used to smell before. And you kind of go through that detox phase. But once you've gone through that, then you understand and you separate yourself, you consecrate yourself and you're focused. God starts to really do something inside of your heart, and it's very deep and it's very profound. And so I want to give you just really quick a couple of scriptures. I won't have time to go into it in full detail, but I'll give you a rough summary of Esther. Esther is who I want to talk about because she was a woman that understood fasting, and she knew that she needed a major move of God in her life. So if you know the story, you can read it, found in the book of Esther, chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm going to land there in chapter 4. But once you understand what Esther needed, she needed a mighty move of God. And I'm sure if you're watching or listening, there isn't a person that's not listening where you don't need a mighty move of God, where you need God to move on your behalf in a certain area, be it your family, be it your finances, be it a situation that you've not had victory over. There is not a person that does not need God to move on their behalf. Well, that was the case with Esther. Esther was in a really difficult situation. We find there that Esther was married to a king, and you find there that Haman, he was such a wicked man. Haman was the right hand, if you will, of the king. He was full of arrogance and he was full of pride. Haman was like, he wanted everybody to honor him to the point where he would say, everybody has to bow down before me, you know, as though he was a god. That's who Haman was. Haman was the right hand of the king. And so Esther's married to this king. And so Haman, if you study the book of Esther, he was so arrogant. He was so arrogant that he wanted everybody to bow down to him as though, you know, he was the god. And so we find in the story of Esther that there was a man by the name of Mordecai, and he loved God. He loved God with all of his heart. And he would not adhere to that rule. He was not going to bow down to somebody else that was not his God, which was the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And so Mordecai said, I refuse to do that. I'm not going to do that. Well, that made Haman really angry. Haman got upset. And so he wanted to bring judgment, but he was such a wicked man that he wanted to bring judgment, not just on Mordecai, because he actually had, he wanted Mordecai dead because Mordecai would not bow down to Haman. And so he was so arrogant, and he wanted everybody to show him honor. And so Haman was actually considered one of the most powerful officials in the empire. And so Haman was really close to the king. And so here he is, and he's mad, upset at Mordecai. And not mad would be you know, something that's not even the appropriate word to use. He was furious with Mordecai. He wants Mordecai dead because Mordecai would not bow down to him. And so it angered him to such an extent that he ordered all the Jews. He wanted to destroy an entire nation, all the Jews, because see, Mordecai was a Jew. And so he ordered that all the Jews, all the people that were Jewish, he ordered a death sentence to all the Jews, all because Mordecai would not bow down. And so he ordered a decree, a death decree to all the Jews. And so he was so full of himself, this man, arrogant. And so if you read Esther and you read in chapter 3 and chapter 4, you know, Mordecai is in distress. Mordecai is anxious. Mordecai is like losing his mind. And Mordecai is, you know, because he heard about this decree. And so he knows that all of his people are in trouble. They're all about to die because here's this Haman guy that is upset and mad. And so what Mordecai does is he calls Esther. And so he needs Esther's assistant. And so here's Mordecai, and he pleads with Esther to go to the king on their behalf. He says, Esther, you have something to say. Please go to the king, who's your husband, and go on our behalf so that you can, you know, save the people of Israel, all the Jews. And so, you know, she had something that we need to understand here in this story, because you think that, well, she's the wife of a king. She can go into her husband's, you know, and while he's asleep, she can go up to him and say, hey, listen, honey, you know, I'm a Jew, because here Esther's a Jew. And here your right-hand guy has just ordered a decree to kill all the Jews. And so she couldn't actually do that, because it was, the rule was that she couldn't just barge in. She couldn't just go in and speak to a king. And so if you read on, the word of the Lord says that she understood that. And so one of the things that Esther does, and I'm going to read you a scripture found in Esther chapter 4. And if you read verse 15, it says, and then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go, verse 16, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. So she doesn't barge into her husband's throne room and say, hey, this needs to stop, your right-hand man. No, you know what she does? She orders a fast. And she says, she tells Mordecai, you and all the people, you guys are going to have to fast for me. And look what she says. Do not eat or drink. She says, fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. And she says, if I die, I die. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to fast. Even my maidservants are going to fast. Before I even go to the king, I'm about to have this death sentence. I need to fast. And so I'm going to give you one, because it's powerful. I've got several points, but I'm going to give you one point. One of the points that fasting will do, just like Esther. Number one, I'm going to give you one. Fasting always allows us to enter into place of stillness before God. The Bible says this, be still and know that he is God. Even when it doesn't seem like it's coming out the right way, the Bible says be still and know that he is God. Even if it feels like you're not on the top, be still and know that he is God. Even when it seems like you're not winning, what fasting will always do, it causes your spirit to be still and to know that he's God, that he's a God that is still on the throne. And fasting will allow you to separate yourself. It helps you be still and know that God is the great I am. It allows you, when you are fasted, you are sharp in the spirit. Fasting allows you, and it reminds you that in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of a hard situation, in the midst of affliction, in the midst of something very difficult in your life, fasting, when you are in trouble, when you have an attack before you, when all hell has risen up against you, fasting will always allow you to be still before God. And you will understand that when you are fasting, you will know that God is for you and what can be against you. Fasting will always help you understand that the Holy Spirit is going to work on your behalf. Fasting allows you to enter into the stillness of God. Listen, God is never going to compete with you. He's not going to compete with you as far as your opinions are concerned. Sometimes when we are in the flesh, we're very opinionated. We think God should do this. We think God should do that. We're very opinionated. We think we have all the answers. We think that we know it all. We think that God should do this. We go on panic mode. Esther did not go on panic mode. Mordecai was panicking. So he called for Esther. And Esther says, here's what's going to happen, Mordecai. I call a fast. Me and my maids are going to go on a fast, and I'm calling all the Jews to go on a fast. We're not going to freak out. We're not going to panic. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to be in turmoil. We're not going to be in distress. We're going to call a fast. Fasting allows you to be still. Fasting allows you to seek the Holy Spirit, because if you think you have all the answers, beloved, if you think that you know best, God is not going to waste his time. Hear me. God has a plan. God has a plan. God has a plan for every situation that you're facing right now. God has a plan for every difficulty that you are facing right now. God has a plan for every attack that has risen up against you. God has a plan. He's not up there scratching his head wondering what's going to happen to you. God had a plan for the Jews. They were the promised people. God has always had a plan. God always has a plan. He's not up in heaven wondering or confused. Your God is not confused. God has a plan. The Bible says he is the Alpha and he is the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. He always has a plan. So what fasting comes to do, it allows you to enter into the rest of God, to be still. Fasting makes you so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. It makes you sharp in the Holy Spirit. It makes you go, I'm going to be still. I'm going to go pray. I'm going to seek the face of God. I'm not going to grow weary. I'm not going to get anxious. I'm going to go before God and I'm going to ask him what to do. That's exactly what Esther did. So if you're fasting with us, if you are seeking God, I declare that there's going to be a stillness of God. I declare that as you're watching and listening, that the Holy Spirit is going to cause your spirit to be so still. You're not going to be in panic mode. You're not going to be sad. You're not going to be depressed. That stuff can't live when you're fasting. When you're fasting, you'll feel a lot of things because you're very sensitive to the spirit. And when you feel that spirit of anxiety kick in, or when you feel like that depression or that hurt or that turmoil kick in, listen, you are fasting. God has a plan. Seek his face. Go into prayer mode. Fast and pray. That's exactly what Esther did. She called a fast. We're all going to pray. We are not going to panic. There's a decree to kill all of us. Haman is the highest official, the right hand of the king. He's ordered a rule, and what he says goes. He was very powerful, but we're not going to go on panic mode. We're going to fast and we're going to pray. And if you know the end result, they always had the victory. They had the victory. And so I want to encourage you today, if you are feeling anxious, tired, discouraged, depressed, you're freaking out. Stop freaking out. Go into the presence of God. Call a fast. Fast social media. Fast something. Well, maybe not social media because then you can't hear me. But fast something, or maybe for a time. You know, some people, maybe they need to fast at some point, you know, because it's become their God. Whatever you got to fast, you know, let the Holy Spirit tell you what to fast. Whatever kind of fast the Holy Spirit has put in your heart. But I declare that the stillness of God, the stillness of the Holy Spirit is coming in your spirit. And that you are going to be still. You know, the other day when I was, I think I was just in my prayer closet. I was just there. And I heard so clearly. And the Lord said, be still and know that I'm God. And it was like my spirit just was still. My soul became still. It was like a quietness in the spirit. It was like a certainty. It was an assurance. So I declare right now that there is an assurance that your God has a plan and he's going to complete it. Fast and pray. Fast and pray. I'm going to pray for you right now. And I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus that if there's anybody listening to me or watching me and you're anxious, I declare right now that the peace that surpasses all understanding is invading you right now. Be still and know that he's God. Be still and know that he's going to take care of it. Be still and know that God is going to fight for you. Be still and know that God will take care and handle your enemies. Be still and know that God is going to is going to stop any wiles of the enemy, any wickedness that has risen up against you. Be still. Your enemy is not bigger than your God. Be still in the name of Jesus. I declare peace. I declare shalom over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, enjoy this time of fasting. Enjoy it. Enjoy your time with God. Spend some devotional time. And be free in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. We're so happy that you have tuned into this podcast. And I want you to go check out my Instagram, our Facebook. Please make a comment. If there's a specific podcast you want me to bring to you, any specific topic that you have in mind, you want to know more about, please subscribe, send us a message, go to my Gmail, my account. You can send us a message there. And I'm so looking forward to 2019. And I just declare this, that this is the year of restoration for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.